Hello ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our podcast Mathematics with Numbers. I'm Yuvraj and I'm with my friend and fellow blogger Varun.
Hello Yuvraj.
Hi Varun. So this is our first episode, and because of the current trends and certain experiences of our own, we thought that we might start it with the topic of lack of mathematical interest among masses. So without any further delay, I would start off the discussion with Varun. So Varun, tell me, what do you think are the primary reasons for this lack of mathematical interest?
Well, according to me, the primary reason is the mental block that has been created in minds of the people, that maths is something to be feared. They don't see it as an art or as a tool for further development of mental facilities or further development of the world, but rather as a subject filled with symbols and letters that look extremely weird. They think that only the people of higher intellect or like insane geniuses can enjoy it or understand it.
Yes, and like you said, that there has been a mental block in the minds of people since childhood.
Yes.
So what do you think is the role of teachers in this?
I think that teachers play an influential role in the development of children, even in the non-mathematical field. But right now I feel that teachers have been trained. I mean, they're trained professionals, but right now they're hindered by the curriculum, so that even they can't expand their horizons. And if they can't expand their horizons, they can't inspire the other children to enter mathematics.
Yes, and they are limited to the textbooks, like you said, and they just study. They teach students so that they can study for exams. And
exactly. So basically, the problem is I don't know about all the situation, but the current trend is that they are limited to a certain textbook and they are bound by the curriculum. So even if they want to go out of the curriculum, they can't. They basically fear that they won't be able to finish the syllabus on time, and because of that, the students won't be able to perform well in exams. So basically, the teachers are being forced upon by the educational board that they have to stick to a particular curriculum, and because the teachers can't go further, they can't inspire the students to go further.
So what do you think should be the, like, what measures should be taken by the students themselves, even if there's nobody to help them? What should they do to spread mathematics?
Actually, what I feel the problem right now is that it is such a competitive world. So right now everyone is fighting for exams, so they aren't studying just for the fun of it. Right now they see maths just as another burden, or rather as another subject that they have to study for the exams. They don't see it as something that they can enjoy. So when you can't enjoy something, you can't like it. They see it just as another burden. And the problem is that maths is something that you can actually enjoy. You can sit for long hours and then you can explore your own ideas. It's an abstract field.
And discuss with your friends.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, you have got one problem. And the thing about maths is that you can find multiple solutions. So right now, everyone is so engrossed in studying for their exams, they don't want to discuss their solutions with other people in the fear that the other person might outperform them. There's so much of this insecurity that they aren't enjoying the subject and they can't expand their critical thinking skills.
Yes, and apart from students, the schools have to do something, like make some clubs or any other extracurricular activities. What do you feel about the
class? Yes, I completely agree with you. I mean, students can't explore things on their own unless they're provided the resources for it. So schools should encourage them. They should basically tell them that they aren't studying things just for passing an exam and then forget it. They should teach them that these skills have to be learned for life.
Yes, and as you said, the students have to be provided with the external resources and all, but internet, it is a great resource, but students don't make use of it.
I mean, right now internet is basically seen as a source of entertainment, like for temporary departure from the world. So right now internet is used for various things except for education, but people are not realizing that there are many educational sites that are actually promoting maths. So students should explore other resources, even if they are being limited by the school. Internet is something that they can explore on their own. They don't need a teacher or a guidance counselor for that. So I guess the students should themselves they should bring it from within that they want to explore it further and use the internet for better use, better things.
And what do you think, like, apart from all the teachers and the external influence, why don't the students like it? Why? What are the reasons that students feel that it has to be feared? Because there are people who like maths. And
actually, I think they feel alienated from the whole concept of maths. So,
like, what do you mean? The Latin letters and...
Yes, exactly. We have been taught English. So, basically, English is a normal language. And suddenly, you bring in... Like I said in the introduction, they see it as something with weird symbols and letters. So, they feel alienated from it. Even a simple equation... the sign of summation, which is known to everyone in the field of maths, we know what summation means because we have studied maths. But for a person who does not know that, for a beginner, like any amateur student, they'll see it as something that is extremely weird or complicated. So I think they feel distant from the whole concept of representation of maths. And if you can't represent something properly, then obviously you can't enjoy it.
Yes, and do you think that lack of job prospects and future in this field is another reason that people don't like maths? Because
I wouldn't exactly say that. Basically, maths is, like I said before, maths is seen as something that crazy people do. Who are disconnected from the real world.
Scientists and mathematicians.
But actually, if you come to realize, we are filled with maths. Surrounded with maths. Like, even the human body is a perfect, it would be wrong to call it a formula, but it is the perfect geometric shape. It is functioning properly. But
it has the perfect combination of all the liquids.
Yes,
and
exactly. So we fail to realize that we are surrounded by maths. And by studying maths, you don't just become a professor or a teacher or scientist. You can use your mathematical skills in various other fields also.
And like problem solving and general aptitude increases.
Basically, maths is a tool for developing your problem solving skills, which can be used in the real world. For example, you are negotiating with someone. It involves maths. Very basic maths, but it does involve maths. And you can go into the finance side. It involves maths.
Yes, and what else do you think are the reasons? Why can't people enjoy it as much as some people, like yourself or even like a mathematician? They enjoy maths. Someone like an Arthur Benjamin, he's done great things with mathematics. They enjoy it. What do you think differentiates them from the rest of the people who fear maths?
I think the basic fact is that they don't realize the beauty and power of maths, and because they can't understand what it can help them do. And like I said before, the problem with representation, maths can't be represented by a simple English. So when they start doing some basic maths, they get scared by all the weird symbols and letters. And because the teachers can't tell them, because the teachers are also limited by the curriculum, the students obviously get disinterested in the subject.
Yes. So these are the basic and
These are the primary reasons. The secondary reasons originate from these.
Yes.
You have to eliminate these to build the interest.
Yes. So it's been a great time to discuss this topic with you. So,
nice talking to you too.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our first episode. We'll come back with our next episode very soon. Till then, please keep reading our blog, www.mathematicsblog7.blogspot.com, or Mathematics with Numbers. You can simply search on Google. You find there that you can have fun with maths.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank you.